Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'd like to welcome you to Savoring Sound, a show by the Dakota, music by Builder. I'd like to give you a little bit of a look at what we got coming up for the rest of the month. This is a previously recorded episode, although the shows are up to date. On the 9th and the 10th, we've got Roseanne Cash on her 30th anniversary of her landmark album, The Wheel, first ever vinyl release for that album. On the 11th, we've got the soulful vocals and accordion-driven rock Zydeco and blues of CJ Chenier. On the 15th, we've got Grammy Award-winning and New Orleans Institution, the Rebirth Brass Band. On the 19th, we've got VJ Ayer Trio. And on the 20th, we've got Jay Young of the Lyrics Factory, Women Who've Changed Music. But this Sunday, we've got Martin Dash, someone I previously was able to chat with before his show with Theon Cross. So let's get to that interview. So Dash, how'd you end up getting hooked up with the show with Theon Cross, man?
I actually don't totally know. I think it's just the Dakota people wanted me to play a show there for a long time, and they were like, just hit me up. And they're like, do you want to open with this guy? And I was like, I checked out his stuff, and it was cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
British tuba player.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Sousaphone.
Okay.
It's like the smaller tuba.
I stand corrected on that one, man. For sure. So you're going to be opening for him? You're going to be doing some jams with him?
Or? I don't know if I'll do jams, but I kind of had some thoughts about like wiring up the piano there. Because Dakota's a jazz place, so they have a sweet tuned-up grand piano. Yeah. So maybe try to wire that thing up and use that instead of my Rhodes.
Have you rocked up there before?
I played a show there, like, not my music, but this guy Peter Shimke, who passed away like pandemic times, but I did a show with him there like maybe 10 years ago. But I mean, I've driven more people to play shows there, like for my job. I drove like Betty LeVette and like Sergio Mendez and what's that singer from Steppenwolf, not John Cale.
Driven some names.
And but it was funny too, just I saw Jizza, me and Dennis went down there and saw Jizza play there with his band from Staten Island. That was pretty insane.
That show was great.
It was kind of gnarly, like being like like 10 feet from the stage and like dudes are like eating hamburgers, like, and like, and Jizza's like standing right there, like literally right in our face. It's like, what is happening?
Well, I had a question for you about that Thursday. What kind of stuff can we look for forward to coming from you? What are you thinking?
Like I said, I'll probably use the piano. Mm-hmm. If I can get in there early and kind of tweak it a little bit. But I'll probably play like 3 or 4 tunes for my newest record, Tomorrow 1972.
That just came out
what, I mean, it came out like on vinyl like last year, yeah. 2021, it came out like digitally. So it's basically 2 years old.
I was listening to some of those jams, man.
Yeah, it's a really cool record. I mean, it's like I feel like I didn't really like do it justice, like as far as releasing it. But yeah, like Jeff Parker's on there, and like all these Minneapolis cats, like Jeremy Ovesacker and Mark Erickson, and my friends basically, and Mike Lewis.
Where'd you track most of that stuff, or is it just kind of an
eclectic? We did a lot of it like remote, so like Jeff's in LA, so I would send stuff to him and send it back. And then like during the pandemic, like people would come to my house and record like in the backyard.
Oh,
I would set up a microphone like 20 feet from the house.
That's kind of cool that you did that. Just set up some mics outside. And
yeah, I kind of wanted to release like a version of the record of just the horns playing, because like the trumpet and 2 sax players, Mike Lewis and Chris Thompson and Jake Baldwin, they were set up in the backyard, and I ran 50 feet of cable out there to get them nice microphones. And they improvised like over 3 tracks. And the way it came out is like so cool. Like even just hearing the actual horns by themselves with no music behind it was like super dope. Could be like an ambient album or something like that.
Well, obviously you got all the tracks for that. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting, man.
It's pretty cool.
I did have another question for you, man. Like,
yep.
You know, like, so obviously you've been collaborating with a ton of people over your career. Is there something that draws you to other cats, or do you just kind of, does it all kind of fall together, or is there some times you seek out certain other artists to collaborate with and work with?
I mean, there's definitely things that, like, cause me to, like, reach out to people, but it's more just if I meet someone and I get their phone number, and then I can, you know, harass them. Be like, hey, man, do you want... can you play guitar on this, please? I'll buy you brunch or something. Or I think it's more just like being inspired by someone and hanging out with them. It sort of like tells me like if someone is like down for the cause, or like my friend Tom Tobacco from Black Moss Super Rainbow. Like I've met him just through my old label Anticon, and I never would have thought like he would be the kind of guy who would be down to like collaborate. But I went to Pittsburgh during after the pandemic and recorded a tune with him. But it was kind of just, I sort of knew that like if I reach out, he'll say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of more just about
like an energy.
Yeah, like a vibe. Right. Like, yeah, like that kind of thing. And then he wrote this like amazing, the tune Big Floyd on the record is like named after George Floyd, but it's like this is pre-George Floyd, so
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that album is quite awesome. I've been listening to it over the last couple of days and just kind of digging into it. There's some interesting waves in that. Some super like high energy parts, and then some super just mellow, chill, laid out. Is that kind of where you were going, or was this kind of like a project that you were just kind of flowing with it, or did you have a idea in your head before you started working on this?
I definitely did not have an idea before it. I mean, I think I basically had probably like 15 tunes and whittled down to 6 because the first one's super long. Yeah, it was just trying to figure out the 6 tunes, 40 minutes worth of music that was like the best that worked together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of hoping to like follow it up immediately with like another one that was like, you know, ready to go. I'm still sitting on those other 8 tunes.
Yeah. Are they finished, or are they still working in progress?
No, I'm still working on them. Just, you know, print up a vinyl and like,
yeah.
Someone tells you, like, it is time to finish the record now.
Well, who's telling you that?
No, but that's the problem, is that no one is telling me. I don't have a label, really, so it's just kind of do it yourself.
So for the show on the 2nd, are you just rocking solo? Or are you going to have some other featured artists working with you?
I may have one person coming. Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Surprise special guest, possibly?
It's only, it's like a 30, 35-minute set, so I think I'll probably just have the piano and drum set and loop box.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But I think that'll be cool enough. In that room is like, everybody listens. So it's like, it'll be cool just to have the piano with like 2 loop pedals, my samplers, and it'll be cool.
Because I've seen you play with all sorts of different toys, instruments, bells and whistles and stuff like that. A lot of shows I've seen have been super high energy. Mellow, but super high energy for myself. Like a super high energy show I saw you at was years and years ago. You were playing with Happy Apple at the Uptown Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That was like...
You were at that show?
I was at that show.
Damn,
that,
man.
It was like, what?
That's awesome.
19 years ago, probably?
Yeah.
18 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of that intimate vibe. But still, you and Happy Apple are super high energy in that aspect. Then I've seen you do some of your more like droney ambient stuff. Is that direction you're gonna kind of go? Are you gonna go more in the high energy?
I mean, the high energy thing I think is sort of, the more I play drums, like whenever I played the drum set is like when people are like, yeah, let's go, whatever. Like, it's exciting. So like, I think I'll probably play more drums. So it'll probably be pretty high energy.
All right, excellent. Do you have any up-and-coming projects coming out? I know you said you were thinking about releasing the rest of this album.
I have this record that's coming out. My friend Shahzad Ismaili and Tim Young. This is coming out on the 27th.
Okay.
But yeah, Shahzad is, like, incredible. And I just saw him play at the Cedar with the touring band he was in with VJ Iyer. And it was incredible.
Where's that going to be available?
I have a few copies at home. It's on my Bandcamp, and then just got to look it up, basically.
All right.
But yeah, there's like 300 copies of it.
Bandcamp is pretty much where you can find most of your recent work.
Yeah, Bandcamp. But I mean, it's all on the streaming stuff, too, like Spotify. And those guys that pay you like 0.01 cents. Yeah.
So for more direct purchases, go through the Bandcamp website.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to share with everyone before wrap this up, man?
I can't think of anything, so I'm good.
All right, brother. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate your time, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you be well. I'd like to thank y'all for stopping in and listening to Savoring Sound. I'd like to thank Dosh for stopping in to hang out with us today. For information on tickets, please visit DakotaCooks.com or call our box office at 612-332-5299. Until next time, be well.